Okay. Welcome back to the Pink Couch Chronicles. Okay. Well, today we're going to talk about not a controversial subject, but could be
I'm clenching my toes right now. A very important topic.
Yeah.
Very important scope of chiropractic.
And we're going to talk candidly about it. And we don't want anyone to only watch part of this or listen to part of this and then take things out of context. That's what we're hesitant about, because these are some things that I know other chiropractors would probably be like, you're tiptoeing on the line of law or whatever, but we're not.
And we're going to tell you why.
Yeah, we're going to tell you why, but I just, that's why. I'm going to take another drink.
Okay. Maybe a good idea. So, let me preface this where I'm not on the board of the licensing board. I was on the Texas Chiropractic Association board, which has done a phenomenal job protecting our scope and practice for Texas chiropractors, and really has just done all the things so that we can practice and we can help our patients in Texas. The Texas Board of Chiropractic Examiners sent out the newsletter, which they always do, and they wrote in there that we needed to be careful about how we're promoting ourselves as chiropractors, particularly to the public, because there are certain things that we are not allowed to say that we can do or help with because it's not in our scope. So I think the start of this conversation should be like, what is our scope in Texas? And Dr. Stewart, you're new.
I am a new
chiro. Do you know what is our scope in Texas?
You just took that jurisprudence test.
I did just take that jurisprudence test. I mean, at the end of the day, it has to do with things that fall into the category of neuromusculoskeletal. We're not treating pathologies. We're not reducing anatomical subluxations. It's a very specific scope that has to do with the spine and the extremities and identifying restrictions and reducing chiropractic subluxations. So we're not curing cancer. We're not treating cancer. We're not necessarily treating ear infections. We're not necessarily treating GERD. We're not treating pathologies. What we are doing is maximizing the human body, the nervous system, and how it functions within itself, so that when these things present, the body is able to communicate with itself, the immune system is boosted, and that it can function optimally.
That's great. So things that we can, neuromusculoskeletal system, those are the things. So what can we treat? Obviously, everyone knows back pain, great. Headaches, great. Sciatica, great. So those all fall into neuromusculoskeletal conditions. Things that we may see in practice that we're not treating, but chiropractic can help with, are fertility, ear infections,
better menstrual cycles,
constipation,
sinus pressure, sinus infections, even just sickness in general.
Chronic illness. Inflammation.
Symptoms with chemotherapy or swelling due to after a surgery, or which I guess that's still neuromuscular, depending on the surgery you had.
Our practice, we also do a lot of airway here. So,
sleep.
To be clear, which we make it very clear in our practice and to our patients, we are never treating these conditions. We are treating chiropractic subluxations or restrictions in the joints, which help to decrease interference on the nervous system, help to mobilize the joints, which ultimately help the body to work optimally. And in turn, we see a lot of these symptoms kind of resolve.
Mm-hmm. We're also working, the other part to this is the pain gate theory. And whenever your body is not in pain and not receiving those signals, you already feel better. If you feel better, you're going to function better, and your body will not respond in ways of protection or in ways of guarding or anything that's going to keep your body from feeling more pain or mm-hmm. from getting more injured. Well, just keep your body from feeling more pain because your body doesn't want to feel pain. And your body doesn't dictate pain from gas and pain from an ACL differently. Am I correct? Right? I mean, it's a pain signal. The mm-hmm. same thing gets released. Granted, are there different, like,
receptors and transmitters?
Yeah.
Yes, but it's still the same pathway to the spinal cord to the brain.
What lamina is that? Lamina 9?
Oh, you're taking it way back.
Yeah, you're taking it back. Substance P, lamina 9. I believe so. Can I fact check?
Ah! Substance P, lamina 9 or 2?
Two was the lamina one in 2. Wait. Is it lamina 2 or 9? Because 2 was the other one in my head.
Posterior ganglion, right? Whatever. What? Anyway, it's the same pathway, and your body's going to process it the same. Now, I think there's more research that will go into this, and y'all can probably tell me too, that depending on if it's a pain signal from a different area of the body, like a new area of the body, so chronic to acute, where like you've had this annoying nagging tendonitis in your ankle, and yeah, that's painful, but it's like been at the same level or the same amount of signal. But if you get pain from a menstrual cramp, those are two different intensities, but it's from a different area of the body. So that's like your brain registers what area of the body that's coming from because it's part of proprioception. So
still your nervous system, and the body does have an innate intelligence. When something is wrong, that is how it is trying to signal you. Your body knows where everything is supposed to be. That's what it's trying to get back to, your baseline. So whenever you are getting pain signals and something's going haywire, whether it's a period or tendonitis or anything that's going on internally, your body is just trying to let you know, hey, this is not optimal. This is not where I'm supposed to be. Get me back to my homeostatic
way of life.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it's... Where was I going with this?
Pain.
That's what it was. Again, talking candidly here. Yeah. I feel like we're stepping on eggshells trying to.
I know, so we're like, should we say it?
Yeah, because we just don't want someone to take it the wrong way.
Yeah.
Basically, we're helping your body not be in pain. That's one of the ways that chiropractic care is going to help. And then in turn, when your body's not in pain, it can function better.
You're out of fight or flight. You're out of sympathetic. You're into a more parasympathetic state, especially after adjustments. Your body can communicate with itself. You're able to sleep at night. You're able to heal. So yeah. When your communication highways are open and functioning properly, you're going to be able to fight off a lot more. You're going to be able to recover more quickly, and you're just going to be flowing at a better state than if you're
There are studies that show pre and post adjustment blood pressure decreases, right? Yeah. And so, of course, we're having this whole body response after an adjustment, right? Well, and so, if you're calming down, of course, you can like start the healing process.
Yeah.
And what better way to say I'm calm by lowering blood pressure, right?
Like, well, and during an adjustment, don't you get an immediate like sympathetic, parasympathetic at the same time?
They are not levers like this. It is a fluid mm-hmm. relationship. One does not go down and the other spike. It is very relational to each other. Yeah. So,
but that's how we get things to reset, is you get a spike in both and then they reset to harmonize because you want homeostasis. You mm-hmm. want to be in the center and to rise when it's appropriate, like sympathetic. If you're the light's green and you need to go sympathetic. Mm-hmm. if you're doing notes, and maybe that's not really sympathetic, but you're doing things that takes concentration and focus, that's sympathetic. Whereas if you're eating, that's parasympathetic. If you're sleeping, parasympathetic. If you're just, you know, having fun with friends, that's parasympathetic. And a lot of times people can't get there, but anyway, the whole point, because we're working on that area of sympathetic, parasympathetic, then your muscles can function better. They can recruit quicker. They have more proprioception. And also your joints move better because we're freeing them. You get a lot more blood flow, lymphatic flow. You get a lot more proprioception within the joint as mm-hmm. well. So in turn, if your body is working better, no musculoskeletal wise, if you're having issues with constipation, with chronic infections, with asthma, your body can focus on those things to help heal whatever's going on, or maybe even tell you this is what's causing the issue. You know what I mean? Or you can just not feel so crummy when you're going through it. Like an ear infection shouldn't take you out for 2 weeks.
I mean, neither should a cold.
No, it shouldn't.
Yeah. You know, and this is one thing we talk to parents about with kids, because they'll come in and they say, we heard you can help with like X, Y, and Z. And we're like, well, we're going to help their body work better. And I was like, one way to see if their body is working better is, hey, when they get sick, are they out for 2 weeks, or is the fever lasting? How long is the fever lasting, right? Yeah. So we want a fever to last maybe 3 to 5 days. If it's going 5, 7, 10 days, we know something's off in the body that it can't work optimally and it can't fight off that virus. And that could be due to a subluxation. So if we adjust them, then their body's restored and they can fight off these viruses and we can see them recover a lot faster.
Yeah.
But again, we're not treating that virus. We're not treating the fever.
No.
We're treating the subluxation we found that day that might be hindering the nervous system.
Yeah. Yes. It might be hindering their body to fight off whatever it needs to fight off. We're just taking things out of the basket so the body can focus on one thing and making their life easier. So, yeah.
It's,
we just wanted to share that with
controversial
y'all.
Topics.
I wonder how many people we just made real uncomfy. But I do know that there are some chiropractors, and you know, there's certain states too that they can do different things, mm-hmm. and maybe some people are, especially nowadays with Instagram, you can see chiropractors from Utah, can do a lot more than Texas. Even though, like you said, Texas has we have a really good scope of practice. Mm-hmm. The fact that we even get to say neuro, which almost got taken away a few years ago, is wild to me.
And we can do extremity.
We can do extremity adjustments.
And we can do acupuncture.
We can also thank the TCA for protecting our rights. If you are a chiropractor in Texas and you are not a TCA member, please consider joining. This is the entity that is going to protect your rights and keep you a neuromusculoskeletal doctor on a mass of topics.
Gosh, we have them trained well.
Look at that. Thanks for the little plug. But she's right. Do it.
Yeah.
But anyway, so like other states, you can obviously do different things. Mm-hmm. Isn't it North Dakota or something like that? Or Idaho?
Oregon, you can deliver
Oregon,
babies.
That's what it is. Oregon, you can deliver a baby.
We're not really going to do that.
I don't want to.
Please don't do that.
Yeah.
No.
We love you moms, but not in the
But see, yet. Like different states obviously get to do different things. So you can see chiropractors from other states doing those things. And someone may unknowingly or just not realize that they're pulling some terminology that may not be appropriate for this state. Mm-hmm. And then that's how people get misled. Or maybe they do know and they're just like talking a little tricky line. But
I don't know if you guys have heard the story about the chiropractor in Australia who did a recording of him working on a child, and somebody clipped the video and added insane popping noises over the child, and they lost a lot of scope for pediatrics in Australia. They will talk about it like extensively through ICPA trainings and everything. And that's why it's so important not to take things out of context. It's important to educate your patients and just make sure that at the end of the day, you are staying inside the scope of chiropractic. Because an event like that happening, it's not just the provider who feels the loss. It's all the patients that could have been helped.
They can't see anyone under 2 years old there now. But, yeah.
It just... And stay within your scope, within your state, but also know the effect that you're having still being within that scope.
Still making a lot of change.
Yes.
I mean, I've been in practice 13 years and I've seen some major miracles and things that you're like, I didn't even know this could help.
Yeah.
And it's helping. And it keeps helping.
Yeah.
And so
and it's
we just want to keep practicing how we are allowed to, but also helping you thrive.
Yes. Yeah. That's all.
Okay. I thought we did.